This was the first time he said, "I love you." It felt as though something sucked the air off the entire beach. I didn't want to make too much out of it, or too little. I casually added, "I love you too." He scooped me off my feet and spun me around. He was fully awake now. When he set my feet back in the sand, he said, "I'll race you to the pier," and took off running. "Oh, you've been playing me, you big cheater," I yelled at his back. I was never going to catch him since he had too much of a lead and a much longer stride. He also had run track in high school and college, while I had run my mouth. I saw him ahead of me. He stopped sharply and turned away from the water's edge under the pier. He stood looking down at something. Something that looked like a beach towel or blanket all balled up. When I approached, Jif turned and said, "No, don't come closer. This is bad." "What? What is it?" Leaning around him, I managed to get a look at the top part of the girl that was on the sand and half floating in the water. "Oh no, that poor girl. Did she drown?" "I'm not sure, but from the look of her, I don't think she's been in the water. I see bruising around her neck. We need to call the police," Jif said, looking up and down the beach to see if there was anyone else around. "We left our cell phones in the room." "Yeah. Look, walk back away in your own footprints in the sand so we don't contaminate this crime scene any more than we already have," Jif said. He was an attorney in his dad's criminal law practice and had defended a friend of mine in the past. "I'll stay here and make sure no one else walks up on her," I said, trying to see what was wrapped around her wrist. "No, I'll stay here, and you run up to the street and see if you can find a phone or someone with a phone. I don't want you alone if someone is still lurking about." "Okay," I said, and squatted down to get a better look at what was wrapped around her wrist. It was a dog's leash wound partially around the woman's arm, with the end floating in the water, lapping at her side. "Look, she must have been walking her dog, but where's the dog?" I could feel Jif getting ready to react to my being so close to the woman. I held up my hand and added, "I'm not going to touch anything." "I don't want to move her. The local police will love that, but she might be floating away soon and the water might destroy evidence," he said. Before I stood up, I looked up and down the beach and said, "I think it's safe to say she lost Rascal, and Rascal is a schnauzer."
"Rascal? How do you know he's a schnauzer?" he asked, looking up and down the beach, mimicking me.
"Schnauzers were our thing. Well, it was definitely my thing. I rescued them and found homes for those people had abandoned or left at shelters. I had one, and Jif had one. He saw me bringing a rescue to a man in his condo complex, and shortly after that, we had a chance meeting and started dating. It sounds simple, but like Tina Turner, I never do anything nice and easy, not even when it came to meeting the man of my dreams." I pointed to the part of the leash that had unwound from her wrist. It showed an image of a little salt and pepper schnauzer stitched right in front of RASC. "I'm guessing that's the first part of the dog's name on this leash," I said. "It's one of your special order sets with the dog's name and a picture of the breed on it. Sometimes the collar has the owner's phone number stitched into it like the name is on the leash." I started to point closely to one section on the woman's wrist. "Look, right here."
"Don't touch it!"
Jif said it so loud I jumped.
"Sorry."
"Give me some credit, please." I had picked us a small thin piece of driftwood. Using it, I lifted part of the fabric floating in the water so he could see the part I could still see on her wrist. "There's a schnauzer image stitched right next to the name. I'm guessing the name is Rascal. I was going to order my Mo and your Isabella one for next Christmas." I carefully walked in my own footsteps, back up the beach, while Jif took a couple of steps back and yelled,
"I'll wait here and keep anyone else from walking up on her, but don't let anyone see you in that swimsuit."